Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching today, which is on cleansing your house.
欢迎大家今天来收看好消息电视台。我们今天的节目是要谈到怎么样洁净我们的房屋。
We've shared it through a series of teachings about spiritual freedom.
这整个系列我们谈到的是在灵里头的自由。
There's another area that I want to touch on also.
那这个部分还要我们要谈的就是这个今天要讲的东西。
I want to talk about the house that you live in, the house you dwell in.
就是要谈到你所居住的房屋。
And how important it is to cleanse the house of anything that could bring defilement or demonic spirits into the household.
而且让你能够看见到说你所居住的房屋里头一定要保持洁净的，否则就很容易让邪灵可以进来。
So I want to share with you a scripture out of the book of Matthew.
首先我们从这个圣经马太福音来看。
And then we're going to get on to the topic for today.
那接下来我们就会来探讨今天的主题。
In the book of Matthew chapter 10,
是在马太福音第十章。
Jesus is commissioning the disciples in verse 1.
在前面从第一节开始的时候，是耶稣他吩咐他的门徒们。
When he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases.
首先他是先把十二个门徒都叫过来，然后给他们权柄，可以赶逐污鬼，医治各样疾病。
So Jesus is commissioning his followers to go out and bring the gospel and preach and heal and cast out demons.
所以这个地方看到这个耶稣呢，他是差派他的门徒们要出去为人医病赶鬼。
And he gives some specific instructions for those that he sends out.
然后接下来呢，他又给这些他差派出去的人很清楚的这个指示。
And one of them concerns going in and staying in a person's house.
其中一个部分就是讲到他们会进入到别人的家里头去。
In verse 11, whatever city or town you enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and stay there till you go out.
就在第十一节，他说，你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直住到走的时候。
So he's saying, find out someone that is open to the gospel, a man of peace, that you can go and stay with them.
换句话说，这个好人就是能够愿意接受福音，那是一个恩慈的人。
Now look what he talks about when he goes into the house.
那我们来看到怎么讲到进入他们的家。
When you go into a household, greet it.
他说第一个进他家里去跟他请安。
And if the household is worthy, then your peace shall come upon it.
然后如果这一家人呢配得平安，你们所求的安就会临到他们家。
It is not worthy, let your peace return to you.
如果不配得，你们所求的平安就会回到你们身上。
So notice Jesus is talking about going into a person's house.
所以这个耶稣他在讲到说，当我们去到人的家里头。
And releasing the peace of God into the house.
首先我们需要先把神的平安释放给他们。
He's talking about releasing something tangible.
他讲到的是一种很具体的东西。
The Bible says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
那在圣经里头有讲到说，神的国所在乎的不是吃喝。
But it is righteousness, right relationship with God.
而是讲到这个公义，也就是跟神有正确的关系。
And peace.
还有和平。
And joy in the Holy Spirit.
还有在圣灵里头的喜乐。
So peace is one of the characteristics of God's kingdom.
所以和平平安也是神国的一种象征。
And so he's saying when you go into a household.
所以他说你到一个人家里去。
Release peace into the household.
你要先向他家释放平安。
Release something of the kingdom into that house.
换句话说，释放属天国的某些的东西进入这个家。
He expected that each person who represented him.
那这个耶稣他期待是每一个代表他的人。
Would be a channel for the kingdom of heaven to come.
都能够成为天国的一个代表，一个管道。
So he said, when you go into the household.
所以他说，你进到一个人家里。
Bless the household, release the peace of God.
你要去祝福他们，释放神的平安。
Peace is a tangible spiritual atmosphere in the house.
平安其实是在一个家里头一个非常具体可感受到的属灵氛围。
So he describes peace as something you can release or you can withhold.
所以他这个地方也形容到说，这个平安是你可以得到的，也可以是你没有办法留住的。
So、clearly, God's plan is our household be filled with peace.
换句话说，神的心意是要我们的家里头充满平安。
Not with strife or conflict or confusion.
而里头不是有纷争，或者是有任何的混乱。
But that peace be in the household.
而是让平安充满在一个家里头。
So God wants your household to be filled with peace.
所以神要你的家里头充满平安。
In other words, the spiritual atmosphere within the home.
换句话说，你的这个屋子里头的属灵氛围。
To be full of the presence of God.
是要充满神的同在。
Now, spiritual atmospheres are cultivated and developed.
那这种属灵氛围是要你花时间培育的。
And the atmosphere in your home can be filled with strife and conflict.
所以你的家里头有可能是充满了各种的冲突纷争。
And with evil spirits.
那或者有邪灵。
Or it can be filled with the presence of God and the peace of God.
那另外一方面，你有可能是充满了神的这个同在和平安。
So I want to share with you today.
所以今天要谈的是
about cleansing your household.
怎么去洁净你的房屋
from those things that can defile it and create a bad spiritual atmosphere.
然后去谈到有哪一些东西会沾染污秽你的家，让邪灵进来。
Atmosphere supports life, or it creates problems for it.
那去营造出一个能够来保护我们的一个氛围，或者是我们去查验出一个破坏我们的氛围。
If an atmosphere is toxic,
如果一个氛围是充满毒素的
then ，people have to wear masks because otherwise they'll suffer lung diseases and they'll die early.
就好像是这个有毒的空气，你就必须要戴防毒面罩，否则你就会受到这个污秽沾染，就中毒。
You've possibly seen in the streets of many cities, sometimes the atmosphere is so toxic, people all have to wear masks or stay indoors.
那比方说，我们可能有去到一些的国家，然后你就发现到它的整个受污染的这个程度很严重，人们都必须戴着口罩。
The natural atmosphere has become filled with toxic substance.
这个是在自然界里头已经充满了这些有毒的物质。
And it's not a good environment or a healthy environment to live in.
所以这个整个环境非常的糟糕，不适合人居住。
In fact, it can lead to physical and sicknesses and diseases.
而且甚至会造成人这个生病，造成疾病。
I was in Kalimantan recently.
我之前去到这个城市 Kalimantan.
And they had been burning off the vegetation.
那他们那个时候呢，就是要烧掉所有的这个植物。
And the visibility in the air came down to less than 500 meters. You couldn't take off on the planes.
那就整个造成了一个空气污染，所以这个你的这个飞机呢，完全没有办法来降落或起飞。
So that's a natural atmosphere.
所以我们讲到的就是这种是天然的、自然的环境里头。
Natural atmosphere is made up of air.
那这个自然的环境充满的是空气。
And the particles or whatever is in the air.
那在里头呢，很多的这个杂质也会充满在空气里头。
So it can be very fresh.
那所以这里空气里头有可能含的是新鲜的空气。
I come from New Zealand.
比方说，我来自纽西兰。
We can go near rivers and near the sea, and the atmosphere is very clean, very fresh.
那到纽西兰，你不管到哪一个河川、河流或者是海边，你会发现空气都很清新。
Or you could go into some cities and it's very toxic.
那或者你就会发现，你进入到一些城市呢，它的空气就很污染。
So spiritual atmosphere is very like that.
那属灵的气氛就很像是这样。
The spiritual atmosphere is made up of whatever spiritual presence is there.
属灵的氛围呢，就是被在当场它所这里面所存在的一些的灵界的东西会受污染。所以，我们一方面，我们或者是呢，用整个神的平安来充满属灵的氛围。
And that's a pleasant atmosphere to come in.
那就会让这个神的同在可以进来。
People come into your home.
那有人进到你的家里。
They can feel the peace.
他们就会马上感受到一种平安。
It's something that's tangible.
那是一种你很具体可以感受到的。
They can feel the love of God.
他们也甚至感受到神的爱。
They can sense the joy of the Lord.
他们也可以感受到在主里面的喜乐。
In our church building that I pastor.
比方说我在纽西兰牧会的教会。
When people come in.
每一次只要有人踏入我们会堂。
They can feel the presence of God.
他们马上就可以感受神的同在。
Often before the service has started.
往往是聚会还没开始就感受到。
I was counseling someone the other day.
有一次呢，我在为人做辅导咨商。
She said, "When I came into your room."
那这个人他就说，我一踏进你办公室
，I could feel the love of God.
我就马上感受到这个神的爱。
So spiritual atmosphere is very, very real.
所以这种属灵的气氛是很真实的。
So we can welcome the presence of God.
所以我们要不呢，就是欢迎神的同在。
Welcome angelic presence.
那欢迎这个神的使者。
Or the atmosphere of the home can be defiled and filled with demonic presence.
要不呢，就是我们的属灵的氛围完全是被沾染污秽，充满了邪灵。
When there's demonic presence,
如果有邪灵。
The atmosphere in the home is completely different.
那整个房屋里头的氛围也会不一样。
I remember someone contacted me and asked if I could help him.
那我记得有一次有一个人联系我，然后希望我帮他们。
And he said, "We're having a problem in our house."
他说呢，我们家里头有一个问题。
I said, "What is the problem you're having?"
我就问他那是什么问题。
And he said, "Well, there's constant tension and strife and conflict."
他说在我们家总是会。这个纷争争吵不断
，and this constant sickness，
而且常常有人生病。
And as soon as I heard those two together，
那我一听到这有这个两个东西在一起
，I was aware there's a demonic presence living in the house。
我马上就知道他们家中有邪灵。
And I asked him, "Did you, by any chance, happen to have on your wall two masks that have been carved by hand from the Pacific Islands?"
我就马上问他说。 我不知道你家中墙壁上是不是挂着有两个从木头是在南太平洋群岛里头，在他们那些手工雕刻出来的面具。
And he said, yes, actually, I have two masks on the wall.
他说没错，我家里头就挂着这样的两个面具。
I said, did you realize that when they carved them, these are images of idols?
他说你知不，我就说你知不知道这些人这些土著在刻这种面具的时候
，And the demonic spirits have been imparted into this idol.
就已经把这个邪灵放到这个面具里头。
And what you're experiencing in your home,
所以你家里现在所面对到的
is the presence of demonic activity.
就是一个邪灵的活动。
Creating sickness,
让你们有生病
and oppression,
然后或者是压迫
and strife in the relationships,
或者是人际关系里头有很多的这种紧张的情
You need to burn these things.
所以你必须把它烧掉
So he came back to me the next day.
那隔天他就来找我
He said it's very strange.
他说很奇怪
These objects are made of wood.
这些只是木头刻出来的
I put petrol on them.
那我甚至这个还放了一个东西照
I lit a match.
我后来把他们就是这个用了汽油去浇在这个上面，然后烧掉。
The petrol burned, but the objects did not get burned at all.
那就很奇怪的是说呢，它有一些东西有烧掉，但是这两块木头怎么样就是烧不掉。
I said these were dedicated to demonic spirits.
我说很明显的，这两个当初是就是整个是献给邪灵的。
Do it again.
所以你再烧一次。
But this time, before you ignite them.
那但是我交代他，这一次要烧之前。
Take authority over the spirits that are in the object and bind them.
先释放这个耶稣的权柄，然后来捆绑这个在面具里头的邪灵。
Jesus said, "I give you authority over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy."
因为耶稣已经应许我们，他说我把权柄赐给你们，让你可以践踏蛇和蝎子。
The next day, he came back to see me.
他隔天他又回来找我。
And he said, "When we bound the spirits,"
他说呢，我们这一次我们捆绑了邪灵。
When we spoke to the spirits in the mask in Jesus' name,
然后奉耶稣的名对这个面具里头的邪灵说话。
Forbid them to operate.
然后禁止他们有任何
And put the petrol on the wooden mask.
然后这一次重新又把汽油浇在上面。
They burnt completely to ashes very quickly.
这一次很快的全部都烧尽了。
So we see now.
所以我们现在看到。
That after that.
在这个之后。
There was a peace in the home.
家里马上恢复了平安。
We went through the home together and prayed and released the peace of God into the home.
那我就陪他们到他们家里头，然后整个绕着屋子祷告，让他们这个神的平安充满他们家。
I want you to look with me at a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们现在一起来打开这个在生命记里头的。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记里头的第七章。
And in Deuteronomy 27, verse 24 through to verse 26.
是从24到26节。
Now this is the Old Testament.
这个是旧约。
And the people of God are going into the land of Canaan.
然后讲到神的百姓，他们要进去迦南地。
God is giving them some instructions when they defeat their enemies and take over the land.
那神在这之前已经先分指示了他们，就是要怎么样的能够来去胜过那一地的居民。
Notice what instructions he gives.
那我们来看神的指示是什么。
First of all, verse 24, He will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you till you've destroyed them.
24节清楚讲到，又要将他们的君王交在你手中，你就使他们的名从天下消灭，必无一人能在你面前站立得住，直到你将他们灭绝了。
Now look what he says in verse 25.
然后看25节。
You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire.
他们雕刻的神像，你们要用火焚烧。
You shall not covet the silver or gold that's on them, nor take it for yourselves.
其上的金银你不可贪图，也不可收取。
Lest you be snared by it, for it's abomination to the Lord your God.
免得你因此陷入网罗，这原是耶和华你神所憎恶的。
Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it.
可憎的物你不可带进家去，不然你就成了当毁灭的。
You shall utterly detest it and utterly hate it because it is an accursed thing.
你要十分厌恶，十分憎嫌，因为这是当毁灭的物。
So God is warning His people.
所以神在警告他的百姓。
Who are about to enter the land of Canaan and take it over.
这个时候已经要准备进入迦南地，得到那个土地。
The inhabitants of the land were worshippers of idols.
那但是那一块土地的居民原本是拜偶像的。
And when you're worshipping idols, you're worshipping demons.
当你在拜偶像，你就是在拜邪灵。
And He said, when you go into the land.
所以神吩咐说，你一进去那块土地。
Don't bring any of those idols into your home.
不要把他们那里面的任何一个偶像带到你家里。
Don't look at the gold on them or the silver on them and covet after it.
也不要去贪图在那些偶像上面的金或银，或把它想说给它割下来。
Destroy it.
你要完全的烧掉，完全毁灭。
Because this thing is an accursed object.
因为这些都是受咒诅的。
God has set those things aside to be destroyed.
神已经要这些东西是要毁灭这些东西的。
God does not want us to have images of idols or gods of any kind like that.
神他绝对不要我们拥有任何这种雕刻出来的偶像。
And he said the reason he told them to do this.
那之所以要这么做
，He said lest you be snared by it.
是因为他们有可能会陷入网罗。
You may like the object and want to hold it in your home.
你可能会很就看到某个东西，你觉得很喜欢，把它带到家里头。
But it would be a snare for you.
那你一带进去，就会成为一个网罗。
That word snare means to lay a trap or to set a trap to catch something using bait.
那这个网罗就像一个陷阱，它或者像个饵，它就能够勾住你。
When an object is used for idolatry or some occult practice,
如果有一些东西它是这个是跟巫术、邪术这一方面有关的。
Evil spirits enter the object.
那邪灵就会到这个物体上面。
They dwell in the object.
住在这个物体里面。
And they can affect the people around that area.
然后就会来影响它周边的这一些的人。
When you have an object like that in your household,
所以如果你的家里头有类似这种东西
，a legal opportunity or doorway is created for evil spirits to be in your home.
你就已经为这个邪灵来制造了一个很合法的、这正当的理由进入你家里。
Why would you want to bring evil spirits into your home?
那你就要想说，你为什么要让这种东西进到你家里
？Why would you want to open the door and allow evil spirits to enter your life？
你为什么要让你的家里头打开这样的一个门，让邪灵可以进来呢
？Sometimes when people make carved objects like idols，
那有一些人当他们在雕刻偶像的时候
，they lay hands on them and impart a demonic spirit into them。
其实雕刻的人他会同时之间按手在这个偶像上面，然后让邪灵进去。
This becomes a gateway or a spiritual portal。That allows spirits to come into your home.
所以这些偶像就好像也是打开了一个灵界的窗口，就然后你只要带回到家里头，这个邪灵就会进入你屋子里。
So evil spirits can enter a home and a household.
所以这个邪灵它能够进入你家里头。
If there is an opportunity to do so.
只要他找到机会。
And the Bible tells us, don't be snared by these things.
所以这个圣经说你不要这个陷入这种网罗里。
But rather hate them.
而你应该要憎恶。
Get rid of them.
你要弃绝
，burn and consume them，
完全用火烧掉。
Don't bring idols into your house，
绝对不要把这种东西带到你屋子里。
Don't bring any object into your house，
不要带任何这种东西进去。
Which is a gateway for evil spirits，
因为这个就整个打开门，让邪灵可以进去。
In the book of Joshua， when the people went into the land，
我们在约书亚记里面看到
，In Joshua chapter 6，
这是在约书亚记的第六章。
Joshua chapter 6，
在约书亚记第六章。
In verse 18，
在十八节
，Joshua warns them。
在约书亚清楚的就警告他们
Abstain from all the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take the accursed thing, and you cause the camp of Israel to become a curse and trouble it.
他说：“你绝对不可以取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。”
But one of the people in the tribe of Israel, in the nation of Israel, did not obey this command.
可是这个时候呢，其实以色列民里头有一个人，他没有遵守这个律法。
It says in chapter 7 and verse 1 of Deuteronomy.
这是在这个约书亚第七章第一节里头讲到的。
The children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan the son of Carmi took one of the accursed things, and the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
他其实是讲到呢，以色列民呢就有一个人，就是亚干这个人，他不听神的这个吩咐，然后就把这个不洁的物就带到他们家里头。
Verse 12, and the children of Israel could not therefore stand before their enemies. But turn their backs before their enemies because they become doomed to destruction.
那以至于呢，这个以色列民他面对他们的仇敌的时候，他们就站立不住。他们后来当天他们打仗的时候就失败了。
So Achan, when he went into the land,
所以当亚干呢跟着这些跟他的百姓一起
，entered the city of Jericho,
他进去到这耶利哥城。
He coveted it after the gold and the silver and the garments.
他贪恋了呢他们当地的人这些的偶像，还有他们的外袍。
And he took them and secretly hid them in his home.
然后偷偷的就把这些当灭之物带到他家里头去。
And when Israel went to their next battle,
那结果呢？当以色列他们到下一次的战争时候。
They were defeated, and 36 men lost their lives.
他们完全就被打败了，失去了这个36个人的性命。
So they ask God, "How come we've been defeated so easily?"
所以他们就来问神说，为什么我们这一次一下子就被那个打败了
？He says, "Because you have no spiritual power and authority."
神说是因为你们在灵里头已经失去了权柄和力量。
Your ability to win over the enemy.
你这个胜过你仇敌的权柄和能力
has been lost because of the defiled objects which are in your camp.
完全丧失了，那是因为你在你们的营中呢，已经有人 他们得罪了神。
Well, you could say, well, it's just the Old Testament.
那你可能会讲说，那是旧约的故事。
But a similar thing happens in the New Testament.
但我们现在来看到说，在这个新约里头有类似的事情。
In the book of Acts, chapter 19.
这个是在使徒行传的第十九章。
Deliverance is taking place.
我们看到的一个释放赶鬼发生。
In the city of Ephesus.
这是在以弗所发生的。
People are being set free from evil spirits.
在当地呢，就很多人他们从邪灵里头得到释放。
And it tells us an interesting thing.
他讲到很有趣的一件事情。
In verse 18.
这是在十八节。
Of chapter 19 in the book of Acts.
使徒行传十九章的十八节。
Now you need to understand Ephesus was a center of magic and idolatry.
首先我们要知道的是，当时候的这个以弗所呢，他们是充满的这种拜偶像和行魔术邪术的。
And so everywhere you went, there were idols, and there were places where there was a cult worship and activity.
所以不管你走到城中哪一个地方，就有人拜偶像或者是行巫术邪术。
It was a center of occult activity.
因为整个以弗所就是一个行邪术的中心。
And they worshipped Diana, the god of the Ephesians.
那他们也来拜这个以弗所，他们有一个这个。
Also, same as Jezebel.
那还有拜耶洗别。
So the city was caught in idolatry and spiritism.
所以这个以弗所呢，它充满的是这种拜偶像的邪灵，还有通灵的这一切的东西。
And it tells us in verse 18.
十八节说。
Many of those who had believed.
那已经相信的。
So these are Christians. These are people who have believed in Jesus Christ.
换句话说，指的是相信耶稣基督的人。
These are people that lived in Ephesus.
他们住在以弗所。
Were involved in idolatry and spiritism.
他们过去呢，都这个通灵过或者拜偶像。
But they've come to Jesus Christ and been baptized.
后来相信了耶稣基督受洗。
And when they saw the reality of the power of God.
当他们看到神大能的真实性。
It said many who had believed came and confessed and told their deeds.
所以十八节就说多有人来承认诉说自己所行的事。
So they were convicted of the wrong of what they had done.In opening their life to evil spirits,
所以他们被圣灵光照之后，就坦诚他们过去所做的这些错误的事情。
And they resolved to turn away from these things.
然后他们愿意来悔改回转。
Also, many of those who had practiced magic.
而且十九节说凭术行邪术的。
That means this was part of their lifestyle, a continued thing that regularly they did.
这个凭术指的就是他们，这是他们的日常生活习惯了。
People involved in sorcery and the occult arts.
他们就常常是行巫术、邪术这一类的东西。
They brought their books together and burned them in the sight of everyone.
那这些人呢？他们都会甚至把书都拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。
And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver.
他们后来算了一下之后，发现是合五万块钱。
So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
那接下来就说这个主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜。
So you notice these are people who've been involved in occult practices.
所以这边讲的是呢，凭术是这个在行巫术邪术的人。
And as a part of that, they had many books.
那对他们来讲，他们就有各式各样这方面的书。
Full of information about how to do curses and spells and engage demonic powers.
这些书就要教他们平常要可以怎么行蛊、行巫术、邪术。
They had many things associated with the occult.
那这些书都跟邪术巫术有关。
And the Bible tells they were very valuable.
而且这个圣经讲说这些都很有价值。
They were very expensive.
非常昂贵。
In fact, if you added them all together, they added up to 50,000 pieces of silver.
所以把它整个计算起来的话，价值是五万块银钱。
Now that's a lot of money.
在当时候是很贵重，还是很大一笔钱。
That represented a huge amount of money.
它是代表很大一笔钱。
And it said they burnt them all in the sight of everyone.
但是十九节说是在众人的面前都烧掉。
They were so desired to be clean of all of their defilement with the occult activity.
换句话说，这些行邪术的，他们现在非常想到要得到洁净。
They took the book.And the charms and the fetishes, everything involved in the occult and idolatry.
把他们过去呢，所有跟偶像这行邪术有关的一切的东西、物品，全部都拿出来。
They turned away from their sin and they burnt all of these objects.
代表他们要脱离这些的罪行，然后要烧掉这些东西。
They didn't try to sell them. They didn't try to redeem the money from them.
你看到他们不是想要说试着好像卖掉，再重新拿回一些钱。
They totally destroyed them.
他们是完全的毁掉这些东西。
This is in the New Testament.
这是在新约发生的。
So they were aware.
所以他们很警觉到
that these objects could be a gateway for evil spirits.
他们很清楚知道这些物体呢会让邪灵可以进来。
To live in the presence of God.
而他们非常渴慕活在神的同在里。
They were so hungry for the presence of God.
他们很渴慕神的同在。
That they did everything they could.
所以他们尽全力不计手段。
They confessed their sins openly.
他们是公开的承认他们的罪。
They asked forgiveness of God for their sins.
然后求神来赦免他们。
They brought all the objects out together.
然后接下来就把所有这些的物体物品都拿。 拿出来。
Massive bonfire.
然后就有一个很大的萤火。
And all of those occult objects were destroyed.
就让这些跟邪术有关的东西全部烧掉。
Notice what it says afterwards.
那我们来看后面怎么说。
And the word of God prevailed.
这些都做了之后，主的道大大兴旺。
When we honor the Lord.
所以当我们来尊荣神。
And deal with the things in our life which have defiled us.
然后来对付我们生命里头一些会沾染污秽我们的东西。
Whether they be issues of the heart,
不管是内心的问题
，objects associated with sin,
或者是一些跟物体有关的罪
，this pleases the Lord,
这些都会让神喜悦
，positions us for increase of His blessing.
那就让我们能够恢复到一个位置，是领受神的祝福。
Join us again as we share more on this topic of cleansing your house and show you how to do it.
我们休息过后再回来继续探讨怎么样的来洁净我们的房屋。
Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our topic today, which is cleansing your house.
欢迎大家继续收看我们今天这一集所探讨的洁净你的房屋。
I want to share with you now about some of the common indications that a house needs cleansing.
接下来我们要谈的是说，你怎么样看出来一个房屋要不要得洁净
？In our series on freedom, we've talked about cleansing your life of things which defile you.
那因为我们这个系列谈到是要如何得自由。
Now we want to talk about your environment, your home.
所以我们这一集要谈到的是你的所处的环境，也就是你的房屋。
There are many reasons a house may need cleansing.
一个房屋呢，它会有很多的一些的原因造成它需要得洁净。
Let me give you some of the reasons why there are demonic problems in households.
所以我们先来探讨说是什么样的原因造成它被邪灵所这个占据。
I remember when I went to a rented house as a teacher.
我记得有一次呢，我去一个房屋他，一个老师他租的房子。
And we'd gone to bed one night.
那一天晚上我们要进去卧房睡觉。
And as I lay in bed, just looking at the end of my bed.
那个时候呢，我就躺在我的床上，然后看着我的这个床尾。
A dark figure of a spirit being walked to the end of my bed and frightened me.
那接下来我就看到有一个黑暗的这个形象呢，就出现。然后呢，就从这个床尾要走向我。
I was terrified.
我完全被吓到了。
I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
因为我这一辈子从来没有看过那种东西。
I was a very young Christian.
我那时候还是很年轻的，这个初信主。
Now I understand it's called the terror by night.
那所以我现在就知道什么叫做夜间被惊吓的这种状况。
I was terrified.
我完全被吓到了。
We had one of my family members was babysitting one night.
那有一个晚上呢，这个我们家的保姆来帮我们看孩子。
We came home and she was terrified.
那我后来我们回到家里头，发现保姆也被吓到了。
She heard I heard footsteps walking up and down the corridor.
她说呢，她就听到呢，那个从门外呢就开始有脚步声走进来。
So we began to realize then there was a spirit being in the household.
所以我们那时候就发现到说，原来在屋子里头有这个属灵的东西在。
It was nothing to do with us.
那这跟我们没有关系。
It had come in because of the previous occupants.
这个因为是我们租的房子，所以它是其实是跟之前住的人所带来的。
So there are several reasons that a household can be defiled.And spirits or evil spirits may be in it.
所以这个就让我们去探讨说，一个房屋呢，它会借由不同的管道受了污染，受了污秽。
One, there may have been idolatry or occult activity going on in the home, and someone has invited the spirits there, and then you moved in after they moved out.
第一个就是之前的房客呢，他是一个拜偶像的或行邪术的，那借由他呢，他邀请了这个邪灵进入到这个房屋，所以他搬走之后，邪灵还存在。
So the activities of previous inhabitants can lead to demonic defilement in a house.
所以之前房客所做的这一切的东西，就让这个房屋受到了污染。
Or there may be curses have been placed on the actual building or the land itself.
那或者是呢，这个土地或这个建物，它本身就是之前受咒诅的。
Or there may be violence, bloodshed, or some major sexual sin committed in the household.
或者是在这个屋子里头，先前呢就发生了一些很不好的这个事情，比方说暴力、流血事件，或者是性侵犯这种东西。Or
there may be some objects which are a focal point for demonic beings to come in, such as idols.
那另外一种就是在这屋子里放了一些呢，比方说是跟拜偶像有关的，或任何这种邪术有关的物体物件。
So the reasons that a demonic spirit can be in your house.
那所以呢，表示说你的家里头如果有邪灵。
And create problems for you.
然后对你制造了一些问题。
The activities of the inhabitants of the house, either yourself or the people before you.
那这些呢，有可能是你自己造成，或者是之前的人造成的。
The presence of occult objects or idols in the house.
那或者是在里头呢，在屋子里头有这种行邪术的物件。
Curses being placed upon the house or household or land.
那或者是呢，对这个房子的房屋或者是土地有咒诅。
Or bloodshed, violence, or some sexual perversion in the house.
或者是在这屋子之前呢，就有一些的流人血事件、暴力，或者是性行这个不好的性行为。
All of these can create an open doorway for demonic spirits to be in your house.
刚刚所讲的这些方面都会向邪灵打开，让这个邪灵进入这个房子。
If a demonic spirit is in your house, it will be evident in a certain way.
那如果你这个邪灵住在你的房子里，你可以很具体的去查验的。So
let me give you an indication of some of the ways that you could identify if there's been demonic defilement in your house.
所以接下来我们就要来看说，到底是哪一些的方式你可以具体的查验出来。So
we tend to make it a practice if we go and stay in a hotel or in a new place that we pray to cleanse the atmosphere.
所以我已经养成一个习惯，每一次我去下榻一个饭店或者到一个新的地方呢，我一定会先做一个洁净的祷告。So
here are some of the indications.
那我们接下来看它就有哪一些的这个征兆。As
I list them, you may be aware, hey, we've got that problem in our house.
那当我一讲出来，你可能就会发现，哦，我家里就这个问题。And
I'll show you what to do about it.
那我后面就会讲到你要采取什么行动。
Spirit beings appearing in the middle of the night.
所以第一个，比方说你会发现到有一个属灵的东西，一个灵界的东西出现在你家里头。Unexplained
noises or objects, sounds at night.
或者是在晚上的时候有一个不明的这种声响。
Objects moving and there's no obvious person causing them to move.
或者是有东西没有人在动，它就自己动起来。
Doors opening and shutting.
那有这个门自动的开关,
but there's no one there.
可是没有人在那里,
light switches going on and off.
或者是这个灯呢, 它会忽亮忽灭,
maybe an area of the house that's very cold.
或者是你会觉得屋子里好像总是很冰冷,
constant recurring sicknesses and infirmities in the household.
或家人呢, 常常有人会生病,
a constant feel of heaviness in the household. Atmosphere is very heavy.
你在家里头总是会觉得有一种很沉重的感觉,
recurring nightmares.
那会常常会做噩梦。
So when people sleep in the house, they have troubled sleep and have troubled dreams.
所以你这个是不管有人来你家住，或者你到别的地方住，总是会有噩梦。
Or there may be constant conflict going on and strife in the household.
或者是家人在这里头呢，总是会吵架。
Or children may wake up at night, especially young children, and they're terrified because they seem to be seeing something.
或者是家里面如果有小孩子的话呢，就发现小孩很容易在半夜的时候就被某种东西吓醒。
Now all of those manifestations which I have shared
刚才所讲的，所以这一切东西
indicate demonic spirits operating in the house
都是代表这个邪灵在这个房屋里
They've either been invited in
那有可能是之前有人邀请他进来
They were there before you came to live there
是在你之前呢就住在那里面
Or you've done things that have opened the door
或是你自己所造成的。Or
there's some objects that you have which are causing it.
或者是你带买回家的一些的物件呢，造成这个邪灵进来。Or
it's part of your life.
或者是你本身生命里头有这个东西。
I remember being called to one household.
那我记得有一次我去一个人家里。They
were terrified because there were spirit manifestations in the house.
我真的被吓到，因为它是很具体的可以看到这种邪灵的彰显。We
call them paranormal experiences.
那我把它们称为就是一种让人觉得惊慌吓着的一种这种彰显。
And I just asked a couple of questions.
所以我就问他们这几个问题。How
long have they been here?
我说这种邪灵在里头已经多久了？
2 weeks.
他说2个礼拜。I
said, well, what happened 2 weeks ago?
那我就问他们说，2个礼拜前发生什么事？
Well, my daughter and her boyfriend came to live here.
她说呢，我女儿带着她男朋友一起住进来。
So I say to them, did you have this problem in your house?
那我就问这个女孩子说，你们家里头是不是有这个问题
？Yes, we have that problem in our house. That's why we come to my mother's house.
她说是啊，在我们之前的家里头有这个问题，现在到我妈妈家就也出现了。
So I said, well, you brought the spirits with you.
那其实就代表是他们把邪灵带来了。
So in this particular case,
那在这一个我讲的 case 这个案子里头，这个
when they came to Christ and were delivered of the evil spirits,
那这个状况里头呢，我们就让带领他们信主，然后让他们释放赶鬼。
I commanded the spirits to leave the household and a peace came into the home.
然后命令这个魔鬼离开这个房屋，他们马上就感受到平安。
Even while they were talking to me,
所以即便在他们对我说话的时候
I could hear the sounds of someone moving around in the house.
他们在说话的时候，我还可以听到呢，房屋里头有别的地方，就好像有人一直在制造一些这个声响。
Many times there are objects in the house which open the door for evil spirits to come.
那通常最常见的呢，就是有人他家里头放了一些的物件，然后就让邪灵进来。
So let me give you a list of some of the kinds of things that you might be looking for.
那我现在来举一些例子，让你可以找出这些东西。
And then we'll give you some guidelines how to walk through a house and bring cleansing to it.
那接下来会帮你们，然后让你们知道怎么去洁净房子。
So these are some of the common objects which act as a spiritual gateway for spirits to create problems in the household.
所以我现在会列举出来，是我们常常看到的一些物件，是人们会带到家里头去，然后让邪灵进来的。
Firstly, objects of art that are associated with idolatry.
那第一个呢，就是一种画。一些这个画作，他们是跟这个拜偶像有关系的。
So statues, carvings, images of idols or false gods, all create avenues for the spirits to come in.
那接下来是一些雕像，或者是偶像，或者是雕刻出来的一些的东西，他们其实是跟拜偶像有关的。
Occult objects or objects used for occult practices.
啊，或者是跟邪术有关的一些的物件。
Anything that's been connected to occult activity of any kind.
那任何一个只要是跟邪术有关的物件。
That could act as a doorway for spirits to enter the home and create problems in your home.
那些呢，都会为你的家人就打开了一个门，就会让邪灵可以进来制造问题。
So objects used in spiritism, charms, amulets, fetishes.
那或者是呢，跟通灵啦，或者是行占卜啦、算命的这些任何一个有关的这种东西。
Any kind of occultic jewelry。
那或者是跟邪术有关的一些的珠宝。
Any books on the occult。
任何这种书籍。
Perhaps that Ouija board, that game where people call up spirits.
那或者是呢，我们所谓的一种占星术，或者一种我们讲说是。
Sometimes occultic games and toys.
这样的一种棋盘这种东西，或者是玩具。
Even some kinds of video games, which are very connected to sorcery.And fantasy,
甚至是一些的电脑游戏、线上游戏，他们都会跟幻想或者是跟邪灵有关。
Even pictures associated with those things.
那或者是有一些的图片，他们会跟邪灵有关。
Another doorway for evil spirits.
那另外一个管道
is pornography.
就是色情。
So maybe pictures or DVDs or recordings or books.
不管是 DVD 或者是一些录音、影音的东西，或者是一些的图片、海报。
Video clips, movies.
或者是你本身的电脑里面存放了一些的影片等等。
They create like an avenue for spirits to keep the pressure on tempting people.
那这一些的东西，只要是你不经意的去看到，甚至你收藏下来之后，他们就是不断的会让人去接触到接触这种引诱。
I had one pastor ring me one time, phone me.
有一次呢，有一个牧师打电话给我。
He was very distressed because they discovered his son had been watching pornography for 2 years.
他这个牧师呢，因为他发现到他的儿子已经看了色情片看了2年，他就觉得很沮丧。
They had been very careful over the use of the computer.
他们这牧师本身已经对于使用电脑已经很谨慎、很小心了。
He went to the next door neighbors.
可是呢，他们后来发现隔壁的邻居
father and the sons watch pornography on TV.
就发现到说隔壁邻居是父子一起在看色情片。
And at his first viewing, immediately a spirit entered him.
那就是他们一起看了之后呢，然后这个邪灵就进入了。
And he was then struggling with a problem after that.
那之后，他的儿子也因为跟着邻居一起看，所以他就受了影响。
I had a woman ring me one night.
那有一次，有一个女人打电话给我。
She said, "Pastor, can you help me?"
她说，牧师可不可以可不可以帮我
？What's your problem?
我说你有什么问题
？And she said, "Well, my husband made me sit down and watch pornography."
她说呢，我丈夫要我跟他一起坐下来看色情片。
And she said, "I felt something enter into my eyes."
所以那她就说，我觉得好像就有东西透过我的眼睛就进入我里面。
She said, "I feel like a dead piece of meat."
然后那个时候我一看完之后，我就觉得我好像就是一块这个行尸走肉一样。
And I said, "A spirit of perversion and a spirit of death has come into you."
我就跟他讲说呢，这种扭曲的灵还有死亡的灵已经进入你里面。
We pray for her to be set free.
那我就为他祷告释放他。
Illegal drugs.
还有那种合法的药物
can open the door for spirits to come in.
合法的药物也会让人呢，也可能会让人去接受到邪灵。
In the Bible, the word sorcery comes from the word pharmakeia, where we get the word pharmacy or medical.
我们上次有讲到呢，这个巫术的东西，它的原文叫 pharmakeia， 它也就是跟这个药物、医药有关。
Sometimes pictures and letters associated with old relationships, sexual relationships, can be a doorway for spirits to create pressure in the home.
那还有呢，就是我们跟人之间的前一段关系，特别是说异性的这个前一段的关系留下来的照片或者是信件，也很容易的会让这种邪灵进入。
So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us.
所以我们要求圣灵来光照我们。
Are there objects in our home that we need to get out of our home?
我们家里头有没有存放任何一种物件
？So we don't have gateways and portals for evil spirits into our household and into our lives.
然后是让这个邪灵就可以进入的，那我们就必须要完全弃绝除掉。
Now you have authority over your own possessions, not over someone else's.
但是要提醒大家的是，你对你自己拥有的这种物品呢，这种财产才有这个权柄，你管不着别人的。
So don't suddenly go through the house and cast out everyone's possessions that you think maybe have demons.
所以你不要擅自呢去除掉别人家里头或者别人他所拥有的这些的物品。
You need wisdom from the Holy Ghost.
所以你需要从圣灵有智慧。
So your own objects and your own possession, those are the ones you have power over.
如果是属于你自己的呢，你就有权柄能够来除掉这些东西。
They belong to your spouse.
如果有一些东西是属于你的配偶的
，point out the problem this thing causes.
那可是神光照你说他这些东西有问题。
But it's their decision whether to remove it or not.
那你就必须跟他讨论，由他来决定要不要除掉那些东西。
So don't go on a crusade.
所以你不要开始呢，就到处去做。
Destroy everything belong to other people in your house.
然后去呢，去除掉属于别人的这些东西。
We need a certain measure of wisdom in this area.
所以在这个部分，我们需要运用一些智慧。
I have known parents to destroy the possessions of their teenagers.
那如果说今天我是做父母的呢，我就会想说。
They were so afraid these would bring demons in the house.
就因为想说，哦，我的青少年呢，我的儿女他们家里有这些东西，所以我要赶快为他除掉，因为我很害怕。
And their actions caused such offense that the child turned away from God.
父母亲这种没有智慧的行动，往往会在青少年的心中留下一种留下一种伤害或者是愤怒。他说，我不喜欢这种东西。
So in dealing with objects.
所以当我们要除掉一些物件
，Here's some guidelines.
你需要有一些的规范。
Number one.
第一。
Ask the Holy Spirit to identify and show objects which may be a gateway for evil spirits.
求圣灵他来光照你，向你显明屋子里头有哪一些东西是跟邪灵有关的。
Number two.
第二。
If the object is clearly associated with idolatry, occultism, or some unclean thing, you don't have to pray about it. Just get rid of it.
有一些东西是一看你就知道是跟拜偶像、行巫术、邪术，或者是跟污秽有关系的，你连祷告都不用祷告，就直接除掉就好。
If the object is neutral and you're not sure,
那如果你看到的一些物件是很中性化的，你不能够马上分辨出来。
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do.
那这个时候你就求圣灵来光照你。
And if he doesn't say anything, you don't feel any trouble about this.
那如果圣灵没有特别的显明，或者你心里头也没有什么不平安
，Pray and bless the object.
那你就祷告，然后你就祝福这个东西就好。
Great wisdom is needed concerning the possessions of other members of your family.
那接下来对于你家人他们所拥有的这些的物品呢，你就很需要智慧了。
So, what are some of the practical steps to take if you're going to do house cleansing?
那如果你要来洁净你的房屋，你要有采取什么步骤呢？
It's best if the husband and wife do this together.
那最好的方式就是夫妻一起做。
It's best if you're in agreement together.
而且是两人同意的。
To bring peace into our household.
是愿意同心合意，让平安临到家里头。
But if only one of the spouses is saved.
可是如果夫妻当中只有一位是信主的。
Then you can bring peace into the household.
那你也同样的可以为家里带来平安。
But again, don't remove the objects belonging to someone else.
但是再次的提醒你，不要擅自的除掉你家人的属于你家人的东西。那是他们的责任。
And if you usurp, you are operating in a wrong spirit.
那如果你擅自的去动的话，你就是触犯了他们。
So number one, begin to pray in the spirit.
所以首先第一个，你先在灵里头祷告。
Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to memory objects which they need to get rid of.
那求圣灵呢，在你的脑海里让你去看到，说是不是有哪家里有哪一些物件是这种沾染的。
Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of objects you may have forgotten.
然后呢，也求圣灵让你去想起来，你有可能忽略掉或忘记掉的一些物件。
Secondly, when you've identified those objects,
那第二，当你去找出那些物件了
，Don't sell them off, remove them and destroy them.
不要想着说你要卖掉去再拿回一些钱，你要马上的就整个除掉就好。
Let the Holy Spirit guide you what you should just pray over and keep, and what you need to get rid of.
所以你就要求圣灵来光照你，有哪一些东西是你可以祷告的还留下来的，有哪一些是你要马上除掉的。
Third step, go through the house room by room.
所以第三个步骤就是你要走遍你的家里
Begin to pray in the Spirit and worship.
然后一边祷告一边 在灵里头祷告一边敬拜神
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you or make you aware if there's any defilement.
然后求圣灵来光照你就是家里头有哪一些的东西是不属神的
Exalt Jesus Christ.
然后你要高举耶稣基督
Declare His Lordship over your lives.
要来宣告他是你生命的主
And then if you sense that there's some area where there's defilement.
然后突然你开始去警觉到好像有哪一些地方是有受污染的
Or there may be some spirit has manifested.
或者是你察觉到有一些邪灵的彰显。
Then basically what you do is this.
那接下来你要做的很简单。
Speak into the spiritual atmosphere.
就是直接对那个灵界来说话。
Break all agreements made with the evil spirits.
然后断开任何一个这个跟这邪灵立约盟约的东西。
Break every invitation to the spirit to bring them into the house.
断开任何一个当初对这个邪灵邀请的这些东西。
Cancel all agreements that previous tenants may have made with evil spirits.
取消弃绝所有在原先所做的任何的立约。
Break all curses that have made room for evil spirits.
然后断开这个邪灵带来的任何咒诅。
And then command them to go.
然后命令他们离开。
Okay, it's quite simple.
所以很简单。
It will go something like this.
所以你的记，我们可以整个做一个总结，就是你说，我这个是属于耶稣基督的。
I take authority over every evil spirit here now.
我在耶稣基督里拿着这个权柄来命令你。
I break all invitations to you to come into this household.
断开起初对你做出的任何的邀请。
I break all legal rights that you have to be here.
然后也断开呢，你在这个屋子里头任何的合法的权利。
I command you to go from this household.
现在我命令你离开这个屋子。
I break all covenants or curses or shedding of blood.
我断开所有一切。过去立的盟约，还有任何的这种献祭。
I command every defiling spirit go from my house.
然后我要命令所有这种污秽的灵、沾染的灵全部离开。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我要奉耶稣基督的名。
I dedicate this room to the Lord.
我重新的把这个屋子交给神。
Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and fill it with your presence.
圣灵，我们请你来。
We just welcome you, Lord, to come, and then you worship for a little while.
然后你就开始，你就说主啊，我们欢迎你，你就花一点时间来敬拜神。
Sometimes people go through the house and they anoint the doors with and the windows with oil.
那有些人呢，他们会带着这个油，然后就走遍他的全家，然后用这个油来膏抹在窗户还有门口上。
So you may like to go through the house room by room.
所以你可能会想要，就是你可能需要一个房间一个房间的去做。
Praying and worshiping the Lord.
你要在主里面来敬拜神，来祷告。
Then rise up in Jesus' name.
然后奉耶稣的名，你要兴起。
Take authority now over evil spirits.
你要来对这个邪灵来运用这个权柄。
Break all covenants, all agreements, all curses.
断开任何的盟约。
I break all legal rights for you to be here.
然后断开任何的咒诅，还有他的合法权利。
I command you to go.Go now.
然后命令他，你就说现在就出去。
Now, Lord, we invite you to come.
所以说，我们说主，我们欢迎你来。我们要祝福这个房间。
We ask you to bring your peace into this room.
那也求主你带来这个平安。
We worship you and honor you.
我们要这个敬拜你，尊荣你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence coming right now.
那你就说主，我们感谢你现在同在就。充满在这个房间里
，and you just worship the Lord and stay there for a little while.
你可以在那个房间里头花一点时间敬拜神。
If God shows you anything else, you pray for that.
这个时候，如果神又向你显明一些东西，你就开始进。
Then you move to the next room.
你就来处理，然后你就进到下一个房间。
So when you've done that.
当你做过这些事情之后
，It's also important that you agree on some boundaries. What is acceptable in the house? What's not acceptable?
那你接下来很重要的是呢，要为你整个屋子立下一些的界限。
What objects that we'll have? What objects we won't have?
而且你跟家人要立约，就是说要先约定好，说有哪一些东西可以带进家里，有哪一些不可以。
Set some boundaries or some limits and explain why this is happening.
跟你的家人大家都要解释清楚，就是说为什么我们要立定这些的界限。
Now what about if you're a child and your parents are idol worshippers?
好，那如果说今天你住在爸妈的家里头，该怎么办
？Or you're a woman and your spouse or your husband is an idol worshipper.
那或者是你是一个姐妹，你的丈夫呢是拜偶像的。
Again.And we need to understand, greater is He in us than He that's in the world.
那这个时候我们不要忘记的是，住在我们里面的比住在这世界的更大。
You're not to live in fear of these things.
你不应该是活在恐惧当中。
I had one young woman whose parents were involved in the worship of Sai Baba.
有一次呢，这个年轻的姐妹来找我，她的父母亲都是拜偶像。
And they had a massive altar to Sai Baba in the middle of their living area in the house.
那甚至在他们的家里头呢，甚至有这个神坛。
And she came to Christ and got delivered wonderfully from the spirits associated with Sai Baba worship.
那这个女孩子呢，她后来是完全信主之后，也得到从这个邪灵的这个完全得到释放，也被圣灵充满。
She became passionate about serving God.
那她就大发热心，想要服侍主。
She said, Pastor, what shall I do? I go home to my house and there's the altar of Sai Baba.
她就问我说，牧师，我该怎么办？我只要一回到家，就看到这个献给这个撒巴巴这个神坛。
I said, Listen, you have nothing to be afraid of.
我就告诉安慰她说，你都不要害怕。
This is what you do.
你要做的就是这样。
Firstly, you have authority over your room, your bedroom.
首先，你对你自己的卧房有权柄。
So cleanse your own bedroom.
所以你就先洁净你的卧房。
Anoint the bedroom.
然后来膏抹这个卧房。
And welcome the presence of God in there.
然后欢迎神的同在进入你的房间。
She said, What about the altar to Sai Baba?
那至于这个撒巴巴的这个神坛怎么办？
I said, Well, that's your father's responsibility.
我说那是你爸爸的责任。
He's the head of the household.
因为他是这个家一家之主。
But do not be intimidated by this thing.
但是你不要被那个邪灵来这个威胁。
Because greater is the Holy Spirit in you.
你要这个相信说住在你里头的圣灵更伟大。
Greater is the name of Jesus than the name of that idol.
耶稣的名胜过那一个偶像的灵。
So you need to exercise your faith.
所以你必须要来不断的运行你的这个运作你的信心。
So every time you go past the idol, then speak to it.
你然后你就对那个偶像说话。
Sai Baba shall decrease.
你说这个撒巴巴你要这个衰微。这个耶稣要兴旺。
Speak words, make a declaration.
你就直接的说出话来，来做宣告。
I come back a year later.
那我后来一年之后再回去。
Said, How are you doing?
我说你好吗
？Oh, wonderful! I'm a cell group leader now.
他说哇，好棒哦！我现在是一个小组长。
Said, How's Sai Baba getting on?
那我说那你家那个偶像撒巴巴怎么样
？Oh, she said, Not so good.
他说哦，不太好。
We had to move to another place, and there's no room for the altar, so we just have a big picture of Sai Baba.
他说我们后来必须要搬家，可是搬的家呢没有这个。地方在做这个神坛，所以就带着他的这个照片。
I said, sounds like Sai Baba's decreasing.
我说，对我来讲，我听起来好像是他的势力衰微了。
Keep doing what you're doing.
我说，那你就继续这么做。
I come back a year later.
再过一年之后，我又看到他。
I said, how are you doing?
我说，你好吗
？Oh, wonderfully.
他说，哦，好棒哦。
How's Sai Baba getting on?
那我说，那个偶像撒巴巴怎么样了
？Oh, not so good.
他说，哦，不太好。
The picture fell off the wall.
他的这个照片呢，从墙壁上掉下来。
Too big for the wall.
那他这个照片，因为照片太大了。
So now there's a little picture.
啊，所以现在照片变小了。
Said, sounds like he's really decreasing.
我说哦，听起来他真的变衰微了。
And your faith is growing.
你的信心又变大了。
We should not be afraid of what's around us.
所以我们不应该对我们周遭的东西感到害怕。
When what is in us is so powerful.
我们一定要去察觉住在我们里面的是胜过这一切。
So go ahead, cleanse your house.
所以你就放心大胆的去洁净你的房屋。
Spend time worshiping God.
花时间来敬拜神。
Play Christian music.
然后释放就播放一些这个基督教的音乐。
Play beautiful worship music.
然后你这个敬拜的音乐。
And welcome the presence of God, the Holy Spirit.
欢迎这神的同在，还有圣灵。
Welcome the angels of God into your house.
欢迎神的使者来到你家里。
And declare peace shall be in your household.
然后来宣告这平安要充满你的房屋。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你。